tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Saturday, July 11th, Bank of America Stadium. Don't miss AC/DC, produced by AEG Presents.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Honor your graduates' achievements with a keepsake that truly stands out. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers handcrafted and hand-finished, fully licensed ring plaques for Clemson University and the Citadel, made by proud Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie. With unanimous five-star reviews and lots of repeat customers, these plaques make the perfect gift for Christmas, recent graduates, or upcoming graduates. Get your order in today at CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com. That's CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com.
The holidays are quickly approaching, and what a great way to enjoy your holiday is with a new Toyota from Toyota of Easley. With financing rates as low as 1.99% on select models and up to $1,500 in holiday bonus cash, you can drive home today in a new Toyota and head out on your shopping and family gathering trips in style. If you need just a great used vehicle, we have a full lot of certified Toyotas and plenty of other makes and models. We are sure we have the right vehicle for you. Shop Toyota of Easley. Or stop by for a test drive today.
At Ingles, we know that Thanksgiving is the ultimate event for the foodies in your life. And we have all the fixings and trimmings for a totally tasty turkey day. From fresh, local produce to the best meat in town to ready-made deliciousness from the Ingles Deli, we have what you need to feed the whole family. So, from those afternoon appetizers to that midnight turkey sandwich, we got Thanksgiving covered. Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Ariat delivers the best in men's Western apparel for the job site, the rodeo, and date night. Ariat offers a wide selection of patterns and styles from plaids and checks to embroidered prints. Color-rich solids, Ariat's performance shirts are tailored with advanced movement features. From fabrics designed with cooling comfort and sun protection technology, from retro to classic, new west to old, whatever your style, Ariat has you covered. Shop Ariat at Harrison's and Malden in Spartanburg. HarrisonsUSA.com. Harrison, the home of work, Western, and wow!
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Letting them challenge is great, but they have to be able to challenge no calls as well, like OPI, DPI not holding and stuff. That's fine. You know, make them universal. I don't care. I mean, but limit them. I mean, you can't have them challenging every play. You know, I mean, you're just going to have to live with some calls that you don't love. All right. So use them in a good situation. in a needed situation. You know, give them like two, and that's it. And then use them wisely. Tennessee Duke. Duke, how are you, Duke?
Hey, good. Well, how you doing?
Good. Appreciate you getting in, Tennessee Duke.
Yes, the game didn't go as planned on Saturday. We made too many mistakes in the first half, but you know, and regarding the officiating, you know,
the other thing in the first half is that it was really a half that Tennessee controlled. Oklahoma didn't do much offensively at all in the first half. And the fact that they were able to stick around in the game and play an even game and get to halftime like that, they sort of reset in the second half. And in the second half, you got a different Oklahoma team that played much better. And Mateer really got going with his legs and his arm in the second half. And that's when Oklahoma really took control of the game. You had a chance in the first half to sort of take control, but didn't take advantage of it.
Well, I told my son at halftime, I said, we're probably going to lose this game because of the way we should have been up by three scores at the end of the first half. And it was, you know, I've seen it happen many, many times over the years that, you know, anytime a team stays in a game like that, when you have a chance to get them out of the game almost at halftime, then it usually comes back to bite you, and that's exactly what happened with us. So, but talking about the officiating thing, you know, even in our game Saturday, there were a couple of interesting calls that the in-game official, you know, that works with the announcer said, you know, he said, I've been officiating since the early 70s. And I never heard this call called, and they called it twice, actually three times in our game. And one of them actually happened three plays before we had the sack fumble return. And it was the guy they called the illegal formation, and they said it was because the receivers had their shoulders turned. And they called that play three times in the game, and the in-game official said, I've never heard, you know, we've never made that call. He said, I don't know why they're calling that. He said, they're lined up correctly, but they're saying that because their shoulders are turned, they're illegally illegal formation.
Better stop doing it then. You know, I'll tell you the most useless people on earth are these in-game officials, these booth officials. These are the most useless people on earth. I don't know who's paying them. They're always wrong.
Yeah.
They're always out of touch. They never get anything right. And it, not only that, they're afraid to even say anything. They're all wishy-washy fence sitters. You know, I mean, that's not what you want. If you're going to go to one of those guys, I'm sorry. I don't care if you know the people who are officiating or not. Your job is to call it like you see it, dude. I mean, make me the in-game booth official. I'll liven that thing up.
Well, the interesting thing was is they called it on us twice, and they called it on Oklahoma once.
Yeah. Well.
I've never seen it called, and he was right. I don't know where in the world that came from, but. Yeah. You know, the other thing is, and I'll hang up and listen off the air, I don't understand why replay, you know, they don't do replay on things that aren't subjective. For example, face mask. Face mask is not subjective. Or horse collar. Horse collar's not, they don't do replay on any of these. And it makes no sense to me because sometimes they'll miss, you know, a face mask or they'll call one that's not really a face mask, and I don't really understand that. It you know, they make these some of these that are really strange that they don't do replay on, which aren't subjective. They're really, you know, cut and dry when you show them on replay, kind of like stepping out of bounds or not or whatever.
Yep. I think that's right.
But good subject, Walt. I agree with you guys. It's got to get better. I mean, we're seeing way too many officials getting in trouble now for gambling or whatever.
Yeah, that the gambling part is my biggest concern. The rest of it, they're human beings. Mine too. They're human beings, and they're going to make some mistakes. And they're not making nearly as many mistakes as the players, the coaches.
They all went to a college. They have a dog in the fight. And, you know, at some point we've got to realize that, you know,
they're not all gambling, Duke. I don't think it's going on.
No, I'm talking about from a from a school standpoint, you know, where they're
yeah, I'm more worried about the players gambling. I mean, we have an NCAA investigation in basketball
where
over 100 players are now being the suggestion is it's going to go well over 100 players. And now you're talking about most of college basketball. I'm more worried
about
that.
Chauncey Billups, I mean, look what happened with him.
It's
gotten out of hand. Have a good one, Walt.
Thank
you, take care.
Appreciate it. Text said, LOL, in capital letters, preach, Walt. I hate all these rules analysts. They're terrible. They're just terrible. They're like old retired guys who can't even see anymore. I mean, they don't even have vision anymore. They have no friggin' idea. You know, you go to let's go to the booth official, and they're snoring. You know, let's go to the booth official. Hey, Mike, what do you think? that's what you get. That's what you get. And then you wake him up. He's like, I'm not sure about this one. Yeah, because you just woke up. That's why you're not sure. You know, I mean, they're just totally useless. And almost every time they go to them, they give you this wishy-washy, I don't really know. I don't know about this one. Yeah, well, why are you there? You know, why are you there? And who's paying them to do this? Well, how much are they getting paid? I always wonder that. Who's paying them? How much to do that? To just sit there? They come to you like twice a game, and they got to wake you up both times. Dre, where'd you go, Dre? Dre, you were next. By the way, I'm getting a bunch of other people who hate them too. So I think that's pretty much right. Jason, how are you, Jason? Good to have you.
Hey, well, yeah, I heard that caller earlier today. I actually told my wife, I said, the caller, he kept using the word indemnification seriously. Yeah. Like he was 100% serious about it.
Yeah, once the Sioux officials for getting calls. Oh, my God. Can you imagine that would open up in real life?
Well, I wanted to know, is there a statute of limitations? Because I'd like to go back to the Brock Purdy and Jimmy G Super Bowls against the Chiefs. When, you know, magically the Chiefs never, I'm sure you've seen the stats in the postseason, they never get called for a holding, even though they lead the NFL or like top five during the regular season in holding. So it's funny, but no, I did hear that call and had a, I mean, he seemed very serious about it too.
He did say he was very serious. Yeah. I mean, it's like the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard in my life. Now, look, if one of these dudes gets found to be throwing games, and that can be proven, then you may have legal repercussions against him. But other than that, they're human friggin' beings. I mean, what do you want?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you remember the referee that got some acclaim, Mike Defee, during the Deshaun Tampa Natty game, because even the announcers were like, he's wearing a medium. He had the jacked biceps. Yeah, yeah. And I watched a podcast with him, and it's pretty fascinating this summer. And he talked about what it's like. It is not a glamorous role to be a college football official.
No.
I mean, it sounded like, who would do this? I mean,
especially
by the time
now,
he talked about, like,
in this climate, in this climate, where you've got like a billion officials on social media.
Yeah, and I understand. I think NFL refs actually make some decent coin. Yeah. The college officials, to listen to him talk about it, do not.
Yeah, I think it's $2,500 a game. I think it's $2,500 a game. So these guys are not. And this is not a yearly salary.
No, and he said too that a lot of the expenses, like travel and hotels and stuff, comes out of your game check. Like, it's not just like you just get a massive per diem on top of everything.
Well, that's
but
even
anyway,
worse, though.
Yeah, it's not a glamorous thing, but I did want to. I mean, that was a funny tangent with the indemnification. Did you watch Breaking Bad?
No, I didn't. You know, I don't know why. I've had a million people tell me I have to watch it, but it's just the whole subject matter. I'm just not.
Well, there's a lawyer called Saul Goodman.
Yeah, no, I know.
Like
I've seen Saul. Yeah, I've seen Saul. Isn't Saul the guy who played Nobody?
Yes, Bob Odenkirk. Yeah, he's hilarious. Yes. And he has a little fake commercial bit, and it's he, you know, one of his little taglines, as he says, when things like this happen to us, we ask ourselves, why did God allow this to happen? Who did this to me? Who can I sue? And that's just what I thought about with the indemnification.
Not only are we way too litigious a society, but now you got a guy who wants to sue officials for bad calls. I mean, I thought I'd heard everything in my life until I heard that.
It's just the seriousness of his call. Right. And Kwok and Ben were so polite.
They were way more polite than I would have been.
That's a good question. I thought that might have gone differently if he'd have called you. But I might have a similarly dumb question for you. So and the answer might be obvious. So speaking of the Niners and Shanahan, obviously South Carolina's going through their play caller difficulties, and we'll see what happens in Clemson at the end of the year. But my question to you is, given the fact that Kyle Shanahan's version of the Mike Shanahan version of the West Coast offense is basically the du jour offense running the NFL now, are there, and you see it multiple places from McVay to O'Connell, it's spread out.
There are three basic offenses that are run the NFL, and that's one of them. Yeah,
so, like, is anyone in college, to your knowledge, trying, and I realize college players are under a lot more limitations than pros, obviously, both in terms of aptitude and time that they can spend in practice. But my question is, are you aware of anyone who is just trying to run a version of the Shanahan offense in college?
Well, honestly, Jason, I think most of it works the other direction. There's no question the NFL is a much more sophisticated game and more sophisticated product and more sophisticated coaching. But a lot of the innovation in terms of offensive structure in the game of football really starts at the high school level. And then it's brought up to the pro level, or brought up to the college level, and then it's brought up to the pro level. So a lot of it is actually inverted from that. There are certainly college offenses that run similar stuff.
Yeah, and I do agree with that. A lot of that has switched. Going back to the days when Rich Rodriguez was running his version of that spread with Woody, spread option stuff with Woody Dantzler. Now a lot of that stuff is getting kicked up the NFL. I heard a comment from, I can't remember the name, it's actually a former South Carolina player, and he, when he's talking about offensive coordinator schemes and stuff, he made the comment offhand. He said, "I know that an air raid offense has never won the national championship." And I know you are a huge Mike Leach fan, obviously, and Garrett Riley runs a system, we thought he was going to run a system similar, that type of air raid that his brother runs that they learned from the Mike Leach tree. Do you agree with what that player said? And do you see any reason why it couldn't win a national championship?
No, I think sometimes we make arguments about things based on really small sample sizes and suggest that that's a rule. Like, for years it was said in the NFL, well, the Mouse Davis run and shoot never won a title, etc. Well, how many teams were running it? There was basically one at that time. And so, yeah, they're not going to win a title. That's the odds tell you that. If 16 had been running it, then you would have had a conversation if they had not won a title. I think a lot of that stuff is just nonsense. Mike Leach brought a team to number two in the country at Texas Tech. All right, he got Texas Tech to number two in the country and upset Texas in a single season, and was in that conversation. So I think if you're in that conversation, then, not to mention the fact that, honestly, these derivatives of the air raid, they're not really the Mike Leach air raid. They're derivatives of it. The Mike Leach air raid was the pure air raid. And if he had had enough swings at bat, and if he had had swings at bat that weren't at Texas Tech and Washington State and Mississippi State and these outlier schools that he favored because of his personality, if he had coached at any real place, if you had put – Steve Spurrier said this himself. He said, if you put Mike Leach at Florida, he'd win every title. That's it exactly. That's why I don't think it's a credible thing to say.
And it did remind me, honestly, I thought, well, you know, before Clemson won their national championships, you used to always hear that you can't have a good defense with a hurry up, no huddle that Chad Morris brought and that we used to some degree.
Right.
And obviously Venables came along and showed that's not the case either.
Right. And look, and Mike Leach always talked about how the NFL had really adopted many of his passing game, many of his air raid passing game structure. So, you know, it's just really not true.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see. Like I said, I just was curious as far as the Shanahan stuff. And you also have to be a genius like Mike Leach and Shanahan to run the controls on that offense, even if you have the concepts.
That's right. Yep. Thank you, Jason. Good talking to you as always. What do we have here? How about this? Texted, I'm a high school official, a pretty good rating, and we'll make it deep in the playoff this year. The things fans say to us is crazy. See, I just think, oops. I think it's an awful time to be an official. I just think it's a terrible time to be an official. I think there's more scrutiny on everything you do than ever before. Everybody hates you. You can't win. There are a million officials out there who hyperanalyze and overanalyze every single thing you do. And I think as a society, I think our behavior has gotten way worse because of the anonymity on social media. And we think it's okay to treat people like that now. And just because they get a call wrong in a high school football game. And that's just nuts. I mean, but that's where we are. There's no doubt. I have no doubt that what this individual is telling me is 100% true. I think it's out of control, and that's the danger. And what we're trying to do is turn these people into robots. We want them to be perfect. They're not perfect. They're humans. So that's what you need to understand. They're humans like you. Like, you know, every game that I watch, the players and the coaches make way more mistakes than the officials, way more mistakes. So I just think that's part of this deal. Let me tell you about Iron Drive. You're working with a locally family-owned company and business nearly 15 years. Jake Wilson runs it now. His dad started it. They have the most 5-star Google reviews in their industry. Why? What makes them so special? The people and the quality of the equipment. They invest heavily in the equipment. It turns out, not so surprisingly so, that the quality of any floor coating job is directly dependent on the quality of the equipment that lays it down. It's much longer lived. You don't get the dust. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate and to schedule their services. 12 in-stock color options, limitless custom colors. If you can dream it up, they can make it. Decorative epoxy coating installation. Why epoxy? It's the only thing that lasts in the humidity of South Carolina. Easy to clean, extremely durable, transform your space. They've installed over 1 million square feet in the 15 years they've been in business. Go to their website to see their amazing gallery of finished jobs. Treat your garage floor, your mechanical room, your patio the same way you would in covering your bedroom, kitchen, or den floors. They've done jobs all over the upstate, including most likely the neighborhood you live in. They do commercial installation as well. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate and schedule their services. Lifetime adhesion warranty, guaranteed as long as you own your own home. They're the best. Call them. You'll thank me later. And not only that, they gave away a 2-car floor coating as part of our Tigers for Tatas campaign that I auctioned for $2,500. And so great people, the kind of people you want to do business with. Jerry and Ernie, you're up on the other side.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI agent can be set up in minutes to answer calls and questions 24/7, so you never miss a customer lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically 2 coffees. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls. No missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals.
If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstrapproofing.com.
I'm not here to make friends with insurance companies. I'm here to win for injured people, period. When they delay your treatment, lowball your claim, or ghost your calls, that's when we step in. At Tramlin Mills Law Firm, we take it personally because it is personal. Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at tramlinmills.com. I'm Trey Mills. When you get hurt, we bring the fight.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit TigerMovingGreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
Roosters salutes those who have served our country and would like to honor them by inviting all veterans to enjoy our Veterans Day special starting October 31st through November 18th. Receive a 10% discount by showing your DD-214 or Veterans ID. You have served us fearlessly, so please allow us to serve you. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville. Call us at 864-884-8920 for your next appointment.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Power up your lunch, dinner, or football party with a visit to Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits. From their crazy good deep-fried ribs to their award-winning smoked Reuben sandwich to the best wings in the upstate for over 30 years, Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits has the winning team for game day or any day. Open Monday through Saturday with live music, karaoke, and more. 11028 Anderson Road in Powdersville and 1083 South Batesville Road in Greer. Kickoff in style with Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
Imagine owning a new luxury townhome just minutes from Death Valley. Hunter Quinn Homes offers the perfect game day retreat for Tiger fans at The Landing at Clemson Marina. Across from Clemson Marina and only minutes from campus, these maintenance-free high-end homes are made for game day living. Room for friends and family and no yard work. Whether it's a weekend escape or your permanent home, The Landing at Clemson Marina lets you stay close to the team you love. Find Hunter Quinn Homes online to learn more and tour today.
Hey, it's Kirk Herbstreit. On game day, great prep makes all the difference. Same goes for your pizza. That's why I go with Frigidaire Stone-Baked Pizza Oven. Fresh pizzas go from dough to done in just 2 minutes.
Whether you're throwing a party or squeezing in dinner between plays, this oven delivers hot, crispy, restaurant-quality pizza right from your kitchen. Only from Frigidaire. Game-ready pizza. Get it today at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The only place for sports talk in the Upstate is right here, every day. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Been since I was born. How many
Walter Tulu Road Rage. Jerry, I'll get to you in a second. Dre and everybody else who's on holding it back in. Hey, let me tell you about Nick Lavey. 1011 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 500 by Mellow Mushroom in Clemson. If you need someone who knows the law and will be on your side, Nick is your guy. Nick Lavey, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get what you deserve. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 25 years. His areas of practice include DUI. You've been charged with DUI. It's a devastating event. It can disrupt your entire life. Doesn't mean you're guilty. It means you're going to have to go to court and face the charges. You need a quality South Carolina DUI lawyer to protect your future. Boat, car, motorcycle accident, any kind of accident. This is my biggest mistake. I've told this story. I was involved in an accident on Clemson Boulevard. I was at a stoplight and was hit from behind. A woman going like 50 miles an hour. And I should have gone to the hospital. I should have spoken to Nick. I just didn't. And I regret it because I have some pain in my lower right side of my back that I never had before. Don't let that happen to you. Insurance companies want you to sign off on these kind of things, like immediately. You get calls from the insurance company right after. They know whose fault it is, and they want you to sign off on whatever it is. Don't sign off without talking to Nick Lavery. Wrongful death. If your family's faced with the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need, how to get what you deserve. Look, if your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery will make sure you find justice. And then finally, parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. It doesn't mean they're a bad kid. It just means they made a kid mistake. So what do you do next? Well, you call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. Nick and his staff are here to help you. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future, whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, fake ID. Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, free, call 864-654-3680. Tell Nick I sent you. 864-654-3680. Or visit online, nicklaverylaw.com, L-A-V-E-R-Y. All right, back to the phones. Jerry and Anderson. Jerry, how are you, Jerry? Good to have you.
Yeah, well, how you doing?
Good. Thank you for getting in, Jerry.
Well, I'm lucky enough to be on the sidelines on Thursday and Friday nights.
Oh, yeah.
And down there to watch the games and be a part of it. And, you know, these high school officials, I'd probably say 99% of them really, really care because, again, they want to get better. They want to be able to get playoff games, and they're great on this. Again, like you said, they're human, and they're going to make mistakes. You know, you take a line judge. He's helping the wide receivers get lined up, telling whether they're, you know, checking whether they're on the line, off the line, making sure before the play that they're set. Same thing with defensive back, making sure that he's not over the line, that he's not in the neutral zone. So they're helping them there. Then when that ball would snap, he's got to look for holding. I'm assuming outside the tackle. Then if it turns into a pass play, he's got to get downfield in a certain quadrant. And so then he becomes a side judge.
Yeah.
You know, so you know, a high school official does not have it easy. And again, you know, there's a game. I'm not going to say how long ago because I don't want to call anybody out. And I'm not going to do that. But this one person kept berating them. Finally, the Wyatt had enough, you know, because he went from the C-team game, what I call C-team, not great, JV game, where he just, like, he thought he was entitled to keep on berating the line judge. And, which, I mean, you know, and I guess I have a problem with that from umpiring and stuff as well. Again, I'll let you say what you need to say, but you're not going to keep on berating me or putting yourself within the game.
Yeah.
You know, it's about the kids. Again, there's a lot of officials that are learning, Walt, just like these kids learning how to play the game.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a shortage of officials. So I think people need
again,
to really
I think it's a thankless job now. So it's like police work these days. I mean, you know, and I can't imagine going through all that. I mean, it's the way the world views officials now. It's sort of awful, really, and it gets worse all the time.
Yeah. Again, I guess I missed. Was there a call that called in today wanting to sue the official on the
Yeah.
call.
Yeah.
Okay, now I guess my question is, would be for him is, are you going to sue the DBs who broke down? Are
right.
you going to sue the tackle
right.
who, again, it's, you know, that's ludicrous. I mean, again, it sounds like to me that you're foolish enough to bet on something that you can't control,
yeah.
and you're pissed about it.
Probably.
But
yep.
All right, take care.
Thank
walk.
You, Jim.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, no offense, but that was one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard in my life. I mean, just absolutely asinine. Sue officials, right? Okay. Imagine what this world would be then, where every time you made a mistake at your job, somebody could sue you, because that's what we're talking about. You know, this is not a surgeon performing surgery who removed the wrong organ. It's opinion. It's not facts. They're friggin' human beings. I mean, the notion that you could sue them for an errant call. Again, if they're found to be gambling, and they intentionally called something wrong for that reason, that's a different story. But you don't have a hard time proving that. And if you do prove that, then fine. Then that person should face jail time, significant jail time, and they should be sued. That's a different story. You can't sue somebody because they made a call that you didn't get to the level that you hoped to because their call. That's just utterly asinine. I'm sorry. When a home's too cold or too hot, Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air is the team Upstate families count on. They handle everything. Repairs, installations, replacements, full maintenance for central air, heat pumps, ductless mini splits, and more. Heating, too. From furnaces to thermostats, Ace covers every need with upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. Their certified techs deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem. Not just some quick patch job. Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air makes things easier with flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. How about that? And when emergencies strike, they're available day or night, bringing comfort back quickly and reliable. Look, if you lose your heat in the middle of winter, you're going to need help. You're going to need it now. Ace Home Co. is going to be there for you. Proudly serving Greenville and the surrounding upstate communities, look for their bold white and blue trucks across the upstate. Everybody knows those trucks. Regular HVAC tune-ups help you avoid a surprise unit breakdown, high energy bills, and extend the life of your system. And right now, Ace Home Co. is offering a free, that's free, fall maintenance for new customers, $189 value. Take advantage of that. Visit acehomeco.com to schedule yours today. And again, take advantage of free. It's free. Take advantage of it. You know, where are you going to get that offer? Also, before we get a break, let me tell you about my friends at Roto-Rooter. Speaking of the best as well, there's Roto-Rooter. Look, voted the best plumber in the upstate for the second year in a row, 2024 and 2025. By the way, there's not like four best. There's one best. Okay, that's Roto-Rooter. When it comes to plumbing, that's all they do. And they're the name everybody knows. They're the name everybody trusts. They saved Ramona. They saved me. They'll save you, and they probably already have saved you. Most trusted local plumber. They're the plumber you know. They're the plumber everybody trusts. The Roto-Rooter's been in business nearly 100 years. And the same family has owned the franchise in the upstate of South Carolina for over 40 years. Clemson alumni, great people, over 1,100 five-star reviews, commercial and residential plumbing, open 24/7, 365. You don't get to pick and choose your emergencies. They choose you. So take down the number, put it in your phone, put it old style on your refrigerator. I'm only here till from 3 to 7 every day, so... You know, you're not going to get me at 1 a.m. if you have a plumbing emergency, but you will get Roto-Rooter, and that's who you need to get. Full-service plumbing, sewer and drain cleaning, water heaters, video inspection, backflow certification, drain field replacement, pipe repair and replacement, high-velocity water jetting, faucets, sinks, disposals, tubs, toilets, septic tank plumbing, sump pumps. It's plumbing. It's Roto-Rooter. Silly. 864-695-1117, 864-695-1117. Have that number handy. Rotorooter.com, Rotorooter.com. Eli, I'm coming right to you on the other side.
Clemson Tigers, no pride. We feel it under the lights when our players charge down the hill. And every note of Tiger Rag. On Solid Orange Fridays and in the tracks of our Tiger Paws.
The Clemson Jackpot is one more way to keep their pride alive. Every $5 scratch-off funds education, helping future Tigers carry on our traditions. And now it's easier to play by paying with a debit card at participating retailers. The South Carolina Education Lottery, supporting Tigers, students, and you. See the Players Club app or seeducationlottery.com for game odds and more information.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Sitting here again today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I have a small business and wonder if Gary would like to work with our employees who are reaching retirement age, and if so, at what charge?
Great and timely question, listener. We have just launched a new service this year doing exactly what you've asked. We will work with small to medium-sized companies who have people retiring and need our Medicare services. In addition to teaching them the Medicare ropes and how to access Medicare, I will call on my old HR background to support what the employer is doing through their retiree benefits package as well. And again, my charge, as always, is zero.
There you have it, listener. Give Gary a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And as always, you will thank me later.
Enjoy elevated living at Sunrise in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson, starting in the mid-300s. Customize versatile one- and two-story home plans with luxury design selections in their 3,900-square-foot design studio. The pool amenity opens next year, along with natural walking trails. Live close to Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi, shopping in Anderson, and enjoy quick access to I-85. Sunrise encompasses convenience and lifestyle in a convenient location. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to discover elevated living in the upstate.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfil-a.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dare. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back, and you're going to love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
If you think Taco Bell is only for late night, you are mistaken. Taco Bell is also for daytime, which is why it's introducing the new Cantina Chicken menu with new Cantina Chicken tacos, burrito, and quesadilla. And new ingredients like seasoned slow-roasted chicken, freshly prepared pico de gallo, shredded purple cabbage, and even a new avocado verde salsa packet. It's the Taco Bell for when it's not late night.
Whoa, not just late night. Try the new Cantina Chicken menu now. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations, while supplies last. Contact store for participation with fares.
No matter the season, severe weather can inconveniently interrupt your life. When outages strike at Blue Ridge Electric, our linemen answer the call at any hour of the day, every day, to restore power as safely and quickly as possible. Download the Blue Ridge Electric mobile app to report outages and to view our real-time service map. Check out our social media accounts on Facebook, Instagram, and X for restoration updates. Blue Ridge Electric, built on service, wired to deliver.
Get ready, Upstate. The legendary Jason Carter, renowned fiddler for the Del McCoury Band, is bringing his own Jason Carter Band to the Walhalla Performing Arts Center, Friday, November 7th. From the Grand Ole Opry to the Grammy stage, Jason's fiery fiddle and soulful sound will have you tapping your toes and clapping your hands all night long. Tickets are on sale now at WalhallaPack.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss this unforgettable night of world-class bluegrass.
Get fired up with Walt Deptula on Road Rage, weekdays 3 to 7, for all things sports. exclusively on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Walt Tip to the Road Rage. We are back. Let me tell you about Underdog. I need to get in, Ramona. I need to get in. There's some big games coming. Big games coming next couple nights and obviously into the weekend. But I'll be on it all. I mean, it's whether it's college football, whether it's basketball, and I love playing the NBA on Underdog. Fast breaks, buzzer beaters, block parties are back. Underdog's the best place to get in on all the action. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. You just pick with your favorite players. We'll go higher or lower on stats like points, rebounds, steals, assists, more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. I give out live plays on Underdog all the time. We've done really well on all the live plays I give out on air. But look, the NBA, I love the NBA. I think of all things on Underdog, I might like NBA live in-game action better than anything else. I like it all. I mean, but I really like to steer. I don't get in a car in which I'm not the driver. And I like to steer. And live in-game action lets me steer. Now, you have to be quick. You have to make quick decisions because the numbers are changing constantly. But you know what type of game it is. You know who's hot, who's cold. You have some info that you don't have before the game starts. Now, I still play all the stuff before the games, too. I play both. And that's how I like it. I like to make, when it comes to the NBA, I like to make like half my plays beforehand, maybe a little more than half, and then, but I make a good percentage of them, maybe 40% live in-game. I just love it. And I often look at the guards. I look at guards' rebounding numbers because the numbers are always small. And if you get a guard in the second quarter who's ahead of pace, there's probably a reason for it. And if the game is competitive, I'm always looking to play that. Like I said, I've hit Steph Curry rebounding numbers. I know it seems odd what you play with Steph Curry. I've hit his rebounding numbers, must be 8, 9, 10 times. I don't know exactly. So I'm looking to do that on Underdog as well, and I'll be doing that tonight. Download the app today. Use promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to score $100 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. So you play $5, you get $100 in bonus funds with promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18+, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/blanket/terms_DFS_.html for details. Consider the play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Eli, how are you, Eli? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt, I appreciate you getting me in.
Absolutely.
I'll say a few quick words on the overall state of Clemson football and then get into what I mainly wanted to talk about on the defense.
Yeah.
I don't want to beat too much of a dead horse with everything on the crossroads the program's at as a whole. I think the changes start and end with embracing the portal, but I have full trust in Dabo to make all the necessary changes and hope, too, that he coaches here forever. I mean, for some perspective, I'm 22, and Clemson has not won under 6 games in my lifetime. Now, perhaps this season, that's where we're headed. But I say that not to try to make anyone feel old, but to be appreciative of the standard Dabo has attained here. Not just going to bowl games, but winning 10 games every year, basically, as someone who kind of came of age during this era.
Yeah, you don't know anything about any of the bad times, Eli. You know, it's funny you mention that because I was actually thinking today that, and I don't think there's any way around this, but the Clemson fan base has been spoiled by Dabo Swinney's success. And you know, when you have that type of success and you set best as the standard, you're creating the climate by which fans wind up disappointed if you do anything less than that, even if it's just 1 year. You know, there is sort of an insanity to all of this. There really is. I mean, you're 100% right. I mean, the guy's done nothing but win double-digit games every year until this year.
Right, and I'd like to think of myself as educated on the history of Clemson football. I mean, my parents were students here during the Tommy West years, whereas I'll always be able to say I got to be a student here during basically the greatest 10 to 15 year stretch in Clemson football history. And I get that people don't like when Dabo recites his resume, but it's all kind of true at the end of the day. And I think maybe when folks talk about this, it comes from not out of a lack of appreciation, but because maybe we'd feel better about what's happening now if he actually talked about firing coaches or who they're going to go after in the portal rather than recite his resume. But, of course, he's not going to do that, and that's just something fans have to live with.
Yeah, 100%. And he's not going to do it at this point in the season, that's for sure. You know, and I think,
right,
I think the answers to those questions will be revealed in time. And I think, you know, Rebecca called in yesterday and said she thinks, you know, that she wants to go swing to coach forever too, but she thinks a pivot is necessary. I think that's right. And I think he's already said some subtle things that if you pick up on them indicate that he's planning change. And both, I think both the staff and with his usage of the portal.
Yeah, of course. I would definitely expect the same too. But at the end of the day, there's still four games left here to play. And that's mainly what I wanted to shift the attention to next.
Yeah.
With statistically, I know you often talk about how to win a national championship, you generally need to be top 25 in yards per play and opponent yards per play. I don't know how recently you've looked at this for Clemson this season, and they're obviously not top 25 right now, but I was surprised to find I looked yesterday and they're really not too far off either. The offense is at 33rd right now and the defense is at 34th. I think for the offense that makes sense based on their performance as of late, but that sounds almost impossible for the defense based on what they've actually looked like this season. And I think they were 50. The defense was 54th last season. And now I'm sure if you remove the Boston College and North Carolina games, that would drop a lot. But right. I still found that kind of interesting.
Yeah, I think that the question, Eli, is how you got there. You know, I don't think there's not been any consistency. There's not been any complementary football. So when one thing works, the other doesn't. You know, that's what this season has been about, I think. And I think right now it's the defense's turn to struggle. And again, what's puzzling is just the amount, the sheer number of late season complete busts this team is having in coverage. That's just puzzling at this point in the year.
No, absolutely. And I do think that if there's any takeaway there, it's that the defense beats itself by never being able to get off the field more so than the raw yardage they allow. I'm not sure at any point this season they've made a timely stop or stalled a drive by the opponent at a key moment, maybe other than the fake field goal against Troy and a couple others, but definitely not any time recently. They still, of course, have gone into a great length all the coverage busts against Duke, where the defense can force negative yardage and make plays at times on first and second down. You would hope that they can with the level of talent on the defensive front, but it's like they can't ever get off the field on third or fourth down. You force third and long and then give up a 60-yard catch to the tight end. I think Duke finished six for seven on fourth down.
Yeah.
I mean, any one of those times you get a stop, and that it could have been a completely different ball game from there. So I know yardage isn't everything, but I just found it interesting how not that bad this team would appear from a yards per play perspective, and how you have to kind of look deeper from that to find the answer with what this defense needs to improve on. So I look forward to your breakdown of the FSU matchup from there. But my impression is that for this game this weekend, the defense simply has to be better in terms of making the right plays at the right time to have any shot of winning. I mean, Castellanos will definitely be a problem and capable of carving up the defense the same way Mensa did, but it almost doesn't matter what he does if the defense is completely incapable of making any timely plays.
Yep, that's a great job, Eli. You need to call me more often. It's well done. Thank you.
I will, yeah. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Ramona. Was that Eli or Barry White? Did he say he's 22?
That's what he said.
Okay, I don't think I've ever heard anybody who's 22 with those pipes, including Barry White. It doesn't compute. That was astonishing. I mean, truly astonishing. What's that dude from the Oak Ridge Boys who sang the low part? Joe, was it Joe, what was his name? Joe, is he alive or dead? I can't remember. Joe Bono, whatever it is. That's what Eli sounded like. That's awesome. You have a career, Eli, in the industry somewhere, or in television commercial industry somewhere, if you want it. Look, I don't think I've met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure how to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed several years. You filed, you haven't paid. I don't know. You think you're moving to Idaho and living off the grid and getting eaten by a grizzly bear. That's a bad idea. David Green is right here in Greenville. You don't need to live in fear of your mailbox anymore. The answer to everything that ails you is David Green. He's a Clemson grad. He's been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. He has great working relationships with local and national IRS agents. Listen, David knows all the options available so you can get your life back. Whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, or have an audit coming up, David can help you. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws, what the IRS will accept as a compromise. As a matter of fact, David Green understands the Fresh Start program, and he'll certainly use this IRS program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. Get the peace of mind and results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. The professional staff of the Green Law Firm can do it all. Do yourself a big favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free strategy session, free, 271-7940, 271-7940, or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's green, G-R-E-E-N-E, greenlaw.legal. And David can also help you with wills and estate planning as well, so take advantage of that. All right. We still have a lot of football I want to get to. You know, we raised the question. I was thinking about this earlier today, too. We are headed, it seems, at warp speed towards number one versus number two for the Big Ten championship, and that both teams will be undefeated when that game is played. If that's true, again, there's more to be played. There's still obstacles, and I don't count anything for certain at this time of year. For the unbeatens, it gets much more challenging now. Every week gets more challenging. Harder to win. Harder to stay unbeaten. But Ohio State and Indiana have been dominant football teams this year. I mean, they clearly look like the two best teams in the country. And they are headed towards a collision in the Big Ten championship game. And I had these two thoughts. One, will this be the most significant, if these two teams stay unbeaten and stay 1-2, will this be the most significant championship game in the playoff era? I think yes, other than the fact that both teams are going to the playoffs. But there's also a danger to this game. I mean, you know, Indiana's already a little banged up. If Indiana's going to play Ohio State for the Big Ten championship and both of them are undefeated, you can bet that's going to be an absolute war from beginning to end, and wars have casualties. And you just have to wonder how those two teams will come out of that game, you know, and whether it actually behooves your league to even play that game. I know it does from a monetary standpoint, and, you know, and maybe Indiana wants to win a Big Ten championship, but the reality is that that game's not going to help either one of those teams in the playoff. It's going to hurt both of their chances. That's the most likely scenario, so we'll see how it plays out, but that's where we're headed right now. 1-2, both unbeaten. It would be amazing. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar. Have you forgotten?
It's the Upstate Veterans Alliance 10th Annual South Carolina Veteran Upstate Salute, honoring veterans and first responders at Floor Field in downtown Greenville. See the Special Forces Jump Team, Aerial Flyover, Drill Team Exhibitions, Rifle Salute, and more. Featuring music from country artist Daryl Worley with opener Ryan Spencer. Sunday, November 9th, the salute to our veterans and first responders at Floor Field, downtown Greenville. Tickets just $5 at Upstate.